Hallelujah, hallelujah. Pastor.
Yes.
How are you this morning?
Morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Blessed and highly favored, friends, benefits, and overflow. How about you?
I'm blessed and highly favored, friends, benefits, and overflow. Mr. Gis made me say overflow. With God, with God working in his life, that's overflow. That's overflow.
Amen.
Glory to God.
I know.
Thank you, God. And we, by modern technology, we could just look at each other on Zoom.
Amen.
That is a blessing. Praise the Lord. And we can, if we can't see, we can tell who's up here by the names that's on the screen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen.
And you know, that just lets us know that you ain't got to be in no building to have church.
That's right. Amen. It's true. That is the truth.
Said I won't go and tell nobody, but I
can see myself.
Why?
Keep it to myself.
Why?
Keep it to myself.
Said I won't go and tell nobody, but I
can keep it to myself.
What the Lord has done for me. You ought to been there. And Jesus. Say my soul. You ought to have been there when Jesus came on the road. You know why? What the Lord has done for me. You ought to have
been there
when Jesus saved my soul. You ought to have
been there.
Name on the road. You know why? Oh, why? What the Lord has done for me. Woo! I tell you, Charlie, you've done a lot.
Glory be to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory be to God.
Thank you, God.
Oh, my yes, soul.
Yes.
All that grand name, bless his holy name.
Yes.
This is another day the Lord has made.
Yes.
Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in the day.
Amen.
Give God some praise for the next 30 seconds.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Almighty God, the everlasting God, King of Kings,
yes.
Lord of Lords.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Anybody glad to still be in the day?
Yes. Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Nobody.
Thank God for that, God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be God.
It's another day the Lord has made.
Yes,
my math is correct. 269 days.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He's still keeping up. Hallelujah. Less than 100 days left in the year.
Amen. How about that?
Glory to
God. We thank you, God.
He brought us through this, he brought us through that.
My Lord.
God, he brought us over this, and over under this, and around this, and around that.
Thank you, God.
He has kept us yet another week.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Glorify his mighty name.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord is in his holy temple. The order keeps out before him. I was glad when he said unto me,
Let us
go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
My Lord.
Time. We will ask Mother Mitchell, give us a prayer.
Heavenly Father, once again, we come together as humble as we know how. Thank you and praising you, Lord Jesus, for another day. Lord, you didn't have to do it, but we're so grateful and thankful that you touched us with a finger of love this morning and woke us up this morning to be together one more time and lift your holy name. To praise you and glorify your name, Lord.
Yes,
Lord, bless our pastor as he comes forth with the word. Give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of your word. And to apply your word in our everyday life
in this
world, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for each and every
one.
Lord, help us to be real.
Help us, Lord.
And keep us, Lord.
As you will see fit,
Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
Bless us all in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Count it done in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Lord.
Glory to God.
Right.
Thank you, God.
That's based
on faith. I'll go ahead and read it, Pastor. We believe that God is the Father Almighty and that he is the maker of heaven and earth, as the scripture have said. We believe in Jesus, that he is the Christ and the only begotten Son of the Father. He is the way, the truth, and the light. He was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. On the third day, he rose from the dead and declared victory over the grave, death, and hell. He has gone back to the Father to prepare a place for us in his kingdom. He will come back as he promised to judge the world and deliver the righteous. We believe in the Holy Ghost, the Christian church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and eternal life for all true believers. Amen.
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 Praise God for everything he's continued to do in our lives. We continue to look to the hill from whence come our help.
Thank you, Jesus.
Knowing that it comes from the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Anybody got a scripture out there wanting to read?
Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus.
I got St. Matthew. 14th chapter. At that time, Herod and the tetrarch heard of the fame of Jesus and said unto his servant, this is John the Baptist. He is risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works do show forth themselves in him. For Herod had laid hold on John and bound him and put him in prison for Herod's sake, his brother Philip's wife. For John said unto him, it is not lawful for thee to have her. And when he would have put him to death, he feared the multitude, because they counted him as a prophet. But when Herod's birthday was kept, the daughter of Herodia danced before them and pleased Herod, whereupon he promised with an oath to give her whatsoever she would ask. And she, being before instructed of her mother, said, give me here John Baptist's head and a charger. And the king was sorry, nevertheless, of the oath's sake, and them. Quit that with him at me. He commanded it to be given her. Yeah. And he sent and beheaded John in the prison. And his head was brought in a torture and given to the damsel. And she brought it to her mother. And his disciple came and took up the body and buried it and went and told Jesus. When Jesus heard of it, he deported it by ship into the desert, place of port. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the city. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion towards them, and he healed their sick. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him saying, this is a desert place and the time is now past. Send the multitude away that they may go into the village and buy themselves victuals. But Jesus said unto them, they need not depart, give ye them to eat. And they said unto him, we have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And he said, bring them hither to me. And he commanded the mother to sit down on the grass and took the 5 loaves and 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake and gave the loaves to the disciples and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled, and they took up the fragments and remained 12 baskets full.
Yes, Lord, thank God for the prayer and the scripture and the affirmation of faith. It's time. Before I go into the word, someone out there saying just a little bit of Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Yes.
What's his name? Jesus is his name.
All right.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. What's his name? Jesus is his name. Savior, Savior, Savior. Savior, Savior, Savior.
Yes.
Savior, Savior, Savior. What's his name? Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Praise him, praise him, praise him.
Yes, Lord.
Praise him, praise him, praise him.
My Lord.
What's his name? Jesus is his name.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
Yes, Lord, my Lord.
Glory, glory, glory.
Yes.
Glory, glory, glory.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? Jesus is his name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Hello.
This is me. Jesus is his name.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Jesus, Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
God for the song.
Thank you,
Jesus.
I want to call your attention to the book of Luke, chapter 10. All right, verse 30.
Amen.
Verse 30 something.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
St. Luke chapter 10, beginning at verse 30. And Jesus answered and said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and went, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he saw him, when he saw at, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him. We'll stop there. Okay, we won't talk to you today briefly from this topic, asking a question. Are you on Jericho's road?
Are you on the Jericho road?
Are you on Jericho road?
Jericho.
We find ourselves day by day doing different things. We move about in our bodies. We move about in our spirit.
Yes.
About in our mind.
Mm-hmm.
9 times out of 10, your mind is out of the house while you are in the house. Your mind trying to work out things in another state. And you, where you are, your mind tend to wonder. And get you into a whole lot of distress. Causing you to wonder about the love of people. And even the love of God. When you're doing all that, I say you own the Jericho road.
Yes.
It road that come down from Jerusalem to Jericho. Now we can see, and from the scripture, that Jerusalem was at a higher elevation of the land than Jericho. Because the scripture said, he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. Jerusalem tend to be like maybe at the foothills of the mountain, and Jericho was down at sea level. But to get there, you had to go through the mountainous range. And when they're going through the mountainous range, anything could happen. Okay. Man doesn't build himself through all the mountains. You can pass through them in tunnels. Most of the time, the roads are made around the outside of the mountain. And so therefore there's a whole lot of twisting and turning. Winding to come from one place to the other.
My Lord.
And by that being that way, it provided cover for would-be perpetrators. for crime on that road. It would be those people that would lie and lurk for unsuspected people. And surprise them and overpower them and overwhelm them. And cause them to fall at their from their injuries. We travel Jericho Road daily. You may not realize it, but we go through a lot of things that cause us to be wounded. Not physically, but sometimes spiritually, and sometimes mentally. We tend to be hurt so many times and very often. And it's because somebody is beating us up on the Jericho Road. This man here that the scriptures refer to does not have a name here. It said a certain man. Tell somebody that could be you or me.
That could be you or me.
Okay. A certain man. Not naming no nationality, not naming no race or creed, color, not naming any economical status. He was just a certain man, a certain person, which anybody could be placed in his field. Jesus trying to give a point over here to the lawyer that asked him the question, okay, who is my neighbor? And Jesus is trying to show him that the neighbor don't have to be the person that's living next door to you.
All right, now.
The neighbor is anybody that you know, anybody that you see, anybody that you meet. He is your neighbor.
Yes.
Okay. And so we find here that this man, John Doe at this point, was traveling down from Jerusalem. It does not state why he was going from Jerusalem to Jericho. Maybe he was going to spend a day at the beach, as a lot of us do. We go there to relax, but instead of getting relaxed, we go there and get all tensed up. We get the opposite of what we're going for. So we got to keep in mind that Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. The moment you allow your heart to be troubled, you're being beat up.
Amen.
On Jericho's road. Jerusalem is the place that we call the holy city. And Revelation even talk about a new Jerusalem. So if this is a place of holiness, a place of joy and peace, why are you leaving it?
Amen.
Going looking for something somewhere else. We have our greatest joy and our greatest concern right there with us.
Amen.
But the devil got your mind focused on something else.
Amen.
And you become satisfied with what God has blessed you with. You're being beat up.
Yes, yes.
Mentally, physically, spiritually. Because that mental agony will soon return into a physical pain. Because it sets certain chemicals off in your body that put things in motion that cause things to change in our body.
Mm-hmm.
And cause us to become ill.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes this happens to us. Because we are traveling on the road. We're headed down, not up.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said in the song one day that I'm going up yonder.
Yes.
When Jesus left here, he went up.
All right.
The scriptures told us to look to the hill.
Yeah.
From which comes our help. So why are you looking down below who you are?
Mm-hmm.
God said you are wonderfully and fearfully made.
Amen.
Yet you see yourself as a nobody.
Mm-hmm.
You see yourself as a lost cause.
Glory be to God.
God said you are the joy of his life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he put you here for his glory.
Yes, he did.
But yet we see other things that blocks that, and we don't have that joy.
Uh-huh.
God said the joy of him was our strength.
Yes, he did.
But we do everything but rejoice.
Uh-huh.
We'll cry, we'll moan, we'll moan, we'll complain, we'll fuss, we'll fight, we'll do everything but rejoice. When the word says rejoice in the Lord.
Amen.
Okay. Be of good courage.
And
wait for him. Okay. You have a good life.
Amen.
But you're not satisfied with it because you keep on trying to add on and add on and add on.
Glory be to God.
Okay, and the word said one of these days your soul is going to be required of thee.
Mm-hmm.
And who's going to get those things that you've been accumulating?
Amen.
You just keep on accumulating, never get a time to enjoy what you got.
Amen.
And then you're gone out of here, and somebody else is going to come and mess it up.
Amen.
And you're going to spend all your life accumulating and accumulating, and never took back to be thankful that things are as well as they are in your life.
Amen.
God knows that could be worse.
Amen.
No matter what you're doing, there's somebody worse than you offering you are.
Amen.
There's a different, there's a level lower than you are.
Uh-huh.
So we got to stay off Jericho's road.
Yes.
Okay. And God will make everything turn out to be.
Amen. Yes, he will.
All right in our lives.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because everything is working together.
Uh-huh.
Towards our good.
Yeah, that's right, my Lord.
Okay. And so if we will get our mind off of Jericho's road and get it on heavenly things.
Yes.
Where it says, think on heavenly things, that there'll be a virtue. There'll be any concern of you.
Yes.
Let your mind go on heavenly things. Those things that will lift you up.
Amen.
Those things that will cause you to rejoice.
Amen.
And help you to get through whatever the storm you're in.
Amen.
Casting your all your cares upon the Lord, knowing that he cared for you.
Yes, sir. Hello.
Okay, so you need to stay off Jericho Road.
Yes.
Amen.
You need to search yourself and see if you're on Jericho Road.
Mm-hmm.
A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. And he fell among thieves. So as he coming from around a bend, it said thieves, so it must have been some partnership there.
Amen.
If only there's one man jumping on one man, or the person that the victim might have won the battle. But it was more than one. That's the way it is in life.
That's true.
people come up against you
mm-hmm.
and pull you down
mm-mm.
more than one at a time.
Yes, that's true.
When you get through one, there's somebody else there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody always bringing bad news.
Yes.
About like what Job was going through.
Yeah.
All mm-hmm. in one day. Before yes, he could get through his news from one servant, here come another yes. saying all this is gone and all that mm-hmm. is done. Mm-hmm. And but Job kept his joy.
Yes, he did.
He didn't get on Jericho's road.
No, my God.
He kept on looking up to Jerusalem, mm-hmm. the holy city, from which come all his help.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The word of God, and God will bring you out.
Yes.
So he fell among three,
uh-huh.
which stripped him of his remnants
uh-huh.
and wounded him. So they beat him up.
Mm.
And tore his clothes off him.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't bad enough to beat him up, but they took his clothes off him too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They not only got his monetary values, but they got his clothes and as well. Okay. Stripped him of his raiment.
Well, my Lord.
Mm-hmm. And wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. Mm-hmm. When your enemy leave you, you're going to feel like nothing.
Yes, yes.
Some of them feel like ending their life and they wind up doing that.
Amen.
Well, you got to know who your help is.
Amen.
And where your help come from.
Yes, amen.
Going to come from the Lord.
Yes, yes.
Okay, who made the heaven and earth.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just by chance, that came down a certain priest
uh-huh.
that way.
Mm.
Now, I don't know what the priest come down there for. Maybe we're going to do a service.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what he done, he must have been on the same side of the road
uh-huh.
as it was. Because when he saw the man, he went on to the other side.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Pretending that he didn't see him.
Yes.
We do that from time to time. We see somebody coming.
Uh-huh.
We act like we don't see him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
We pass him by
Amen.
On the other side.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, you on Jericho Road.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and think you're all right with the Lord. No, you're not all right with the Lord.
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. God allowed him, that person, to come in your life mm-hmm. because you got an issue with him that you need to get rid of.
Amen.
Or else he wouldn't be crossing on the other side.
Amen.
Okay. So keep that in mind.
Amen.
Remember, you are following Jesus.
Yes, my Lord.
And if you're following Jesus, that means Jesus led you mm-hmm. to whoever it is you're trying to avoid.
Yes. That's true. Mm-hmm.
If you're following Jesus,
uh-huh.
then you come up to somebody that you're trying to avoid, and Jesus led you there because you need to get this mess cleaned up.
Yes, my Lord.
Your light is going from burning bright to smoked up and flickering.
Amen.
About to go out.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus led you there so you can get that light lamp filled up with some all trimmed up and light burning bright.
Well, it's so fast. Mm.
Tell somebody, get out Jericho Road.
Amen.
Get out Jericho Road.
Amen.
All right.
Hello.
So this priest went on by on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Now here comes the Levite.
Mm-hmm.
Now put it this way, Levite helped the priest.
Uh-huh.
So I'm gonna say the preacher and now the deacon.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Comes by.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
And the deacon see him.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Come walk on up to him. Now, so he's uh-huh. on the same side of the road too.
Amen. Uh-huh. We got him.
He at least went up and looked at him.
Uh-huh.
But Zay didn't want to have time to do anything else.
Hello.
He didn't want to get all blooded up.
Uh-huh.
He might have been late for his church mission.
I didn't that, my love.
But on time for God's mission.
Amen.
Okay. Late for his mission, but on time for God's ministry.
Yes, yes. Glory be to God.
I'm going to say that one more time. Late for his ministry.
Yes, yes.
But on time for God's ministry.
Glory be to God. Yes, amen. Sir.
Thank you, God.
Because it doesn't happen to you until God says you're ready.
Amen.
That's so true.
Praise you, Pastor. Mm.
So now the deacon walks on by too, on the other side. I don't know why he couldn't just keep on going. But he goes on the other side too and now walks.
That's Amen. Tough. That's tough. Well, I
can't. I'm going to be bothered.
Amen.
And now here come the throwaway.
Uh-huh.
The one that was said ain't no good.
Uh-huh.
The Samaritan that everybody tend to hate.
Yeah.
Here he comes.
Uh-huh.
The black man. That was cast aside and kicked aside.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Here he comes.
Uh-huh. Yes, yes.
Knowing how it is to be in that position that the man was.
Uh-huh.
Knowing how it feels to be kicked aside and knocked aside and criticized and ostracized and hung and did everything that for what you have done been innocent of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Been kicked on you and put on you the load of carrying the weight.
Yes.
On your shoulder.
Uh-huh.
Here he comes.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing a man lying there.
Yeah, yes, he did. Mm-mm-mm.
Stopped and got off his beast.
Uh-huh.
And cleaned the man up.
Glory be to God.
Put his coat on him.
Mm-hmm.
And put him on his beast.
Yes.
And carried him to the nearest inn.
Oh, yes, sir.
God wants us to pick people up.
Yeah. Yes, he does.
All right, get her into the nearest shelter.
Uh-huh.
That shelter is the word of God.
Yeah.
Pick them up where they are in the state that they are in.
Uh-huh.
Tired, wounded, and distressed.
Yeah.
Pick them up.
Pick them up.
Let them know the Lord loves you.
Amen.
Let them know that you're not cast out.
Amen.
And you're not cast down.
Yes.
Pick them up.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
The word of hope.
Yes.
Word of deliverance.
Yes.
You may not have a horse to put them on, but put them on the word.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody has been crying today.
Yes, sir.
And need to hear a word from you. Pick them up.
Uh-huh.
Let them know that Jesus loves you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I love you too. Pour your hands of holy oil on it.
Yes, Lord.
Wound, clean up that wound.
Uh-huh.
Somebody got hurt by the word somebody said to them the week.
Yeah.
Let them know that they talked about Jesus.
Yes.
They're going to talk about you.
Yes.
But let them know that you are God's child.
Yes.
And he loves you.
Yes.
He sees your problem.
Yes.
He sees your pain.
Yes.
And he feels what you're going through.
Yes.
He will turn your sadness into joy.
Yes.
Yes.
So,
thank you, God.
We find.
Hallelujah.
This Samaritan.
Mm-hmm.
He has no name. for his Samaritan.
Mm-hmm.
We call him the Good Samaritan.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because he's the one that stopped.
Yes, sir.
To help somebody.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Along the way.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one that has the word of encouragement.
Yes, that's true.
Let him know that it ain't going to be this way always.
Oh, no, my Lord. Mm-hmm.
You're still blessed.
Mm-hmm.
And you're still highly favored.
Highly favored.
Yes. You still got the use of the arms.
Yes,
and your other limb.
Yes. My Lord.
You still got clothes.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Somebody might have stripped you of what you got on now.
Yes.
So you got some clothes somewhere else.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God got you covered.
Yes, yes,
come on now.
He'll cover you up just like it did Eve.
Yes, God. Yes,
and
God.
Adam.
Amen.
He'll make bramment for you.
Yes,
he'll make a way for you.
Yes, he will. Thank you, Lord.
This guy,
glory be to God.
Samaritan.
Uh-huh.
Took the man to the end.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And cast, checked the man.
Uh-huh.
Gave the man 2 pence.
Mm-hmm.
And said, take care of him.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And when I come back on tomorrow,
my Lord,
glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
If I owe him more,
uh-huh,
I settle it then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Okay, I done what I need to do.
Come on now.
But check on him.
Yeah.
Check on him.
Glory
and
be to God.
To the Lord in your prayer.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. God is your hope,
yes,
your joy,
yes,
your peace,
yes,
your deliverer. God is your everything.
Yes, yes, yes. Glory be to God.
Thank you, God.
And Jesus and I asked the man the question.
Mm-hmm.
Now, which of these
mm-hmm.
are the neighbors?
My Lord, my God.
Now, there was the one that kept the man out.
Mm-hmm.
He was the neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
You can't let our positions get in our way.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You can't let our conditions get in our way.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You can't let our status
mm-hmm.
get in our way.
Yeah. That's right.
Okay. Get rid of that attitude we got.
Amen.
Yes.
Okay. We going around the attitude of hatred.
Yeah.
For certain nationalities.
Mm-hmm.
Certain races. Mm-hmm. We got the envy spirit.
Yeah, come mm-hmm. on now.
We got to get it out of there.
Yes.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Get off that Jericho road.
Mm-hmm.
And get on the road that's going up.
Yes,
right, my Lord.
Not the one that's mm-hmm. going down.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Look to the hill.
That's right.
From which comes your help.
Uh-huh.
Knowing that it comes from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who made the heavens
and the earth.
And the earth.
Uh-huh.
Bless you.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God
mm-hmm. bless you too, Pastor.
On the Jericho
road. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. On the Jericho road, there's danger.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Lurking around the corner. Huh. Beware that while you're on the road.
Yes, sir.
Don't that you don't slip and fall.
Uh huh.
So you continue to do
mm-hmm.
what God has blessed you to do.
Mm-hmm.
When you've done what God has blessed you to do, you can't do no more.
That's true.
No.
So let it be said that you work while it was day.
Mm-hmm.
Night came.
My Lord.
And nobody came with it.
Mm-mm.
The work.
Well, is
the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
Doing all the good you can. All the time. Continue to do. And don't get tired.
My Lord.
And your well doing.
That's true. My Lord.
For in due season. Tell somebody due season.
Due season.
Somebody due season is now.
Yes, yes.
In due season. You're going to reap.
My Lord.
If you don't faint along the way.
Well, it's true.
If you don't, give up before the blessing gets to you, you're going to reap the blessing.
Hallelujah.
Don't give up. Don't throw your hands and your ass down through with
my
it.
My Lord, my Lord.
Hallelujah. But cast that care to the Lord.
Yes, yes.
Give them the word of God that should lift them up. And don't try to give them any more.
Amen.
Amen.
Anything else, weigh them down.
Amen.
On Jericho Road. Stay off the Jericho Road. So we ask the question. Amen. Are you on?
My Lord.
Jericho Road. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And if you are you the perpetrator?
Mm-hmm.
The victim?
Amen.
All the happen.
Mm-hmm.
Which one are you?
Yeah.
And we all get on Jericho Road for some time or another. But when you're on the Jericho Road, are you the victim?
My Lord.
The perpetrator?
Uh-huh.
Or the helper?
Amen.
My Lord.
You're one of the three.
Yes.
Let you be known as the helper, like the Samaritan.
Mm-hmm.
Not the perpetrator of the thieves and robbers. And you're going to wind up being the victim sometime.
No, have mercy. Jesus, I know. I love
you. Okay, and don't be the passerby either.
No way.
That is, we sit there and we witness crimes.
Uh-huh.
And we say, they ain't got nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
You pass by. An opportunity to be a helper. God bless.
Amen. Thank God.
Amen.
That's the word for the day.
Amen.
Good word. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Good word. Thank you, God.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah.
Good morning, the church family and friends. I just wanted to let you know, next Sunday, October the 3rd, we will be having an outdoor service at the church. And for those that are on Zoom, we're also going to be able to do it via Zoom too. So you still be able to participate. And so we're just asking for those members, we're going to have a parking where if you want to stay in your car, and we're also going to have seating. So if you want to sit that first driveway by the fence, by the house on the left-hand side of the church, go in that way if you want to be seated. If not, if you want to stay in your car, just go into those double driveways where the bushes are. And then you will be guided in the spot from there. And so we're going to get with Patricia and have her send out a calling post later on this week. But just wanted to share that with you. Now, this is only going to be a one-time thing. So you better get all your shouts and hollers and screams everything else out of you. Yeah. Get it out of
you.
But and so just continue to just spread the word, and like I say, just keep us in prayer that you know, I truly believe that if God has allowed us to put it together, it's gonna be a blessing.
Amen.
Amen. Let's keep the pastor in prayer.
Yes, yes.
And just keep everyone in prayer.
Praise God.
And I would like to say something. I sent out a card to the church thanking everybody for what they have done for me. It was in red, so I just want to thank everybody for the card, for the support, the calls, the love that they have shown me during my time of bereavement.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's welcome.
Amen. Is Deacon Wilson on this morning?
He's on.
Deacon Wilson. Uh-huh. I want to thank him for the card that he sent. That he was thinking of me. I was thinking and praying for him too.
Amen.
I want to thank everybody for your prayers. I went moved to Virginia.
Ah! Amen. Congratulations.
Amen.
I'm back in New York this weekend because we have to have the closing. But anyway, on the way, God is good because he was going on the turnpike, the Jersey Turnpike, and this trucker that was in front of us was waving across the road. And I said, either he's sleeping or he's texting on his phone. So I would tell his truck, and I said, you need to go off the road and get by him. So always fuss at him. We always stop at the bathroom. I always stop at the bathroom. And so this time he stopped at the bathroom. I said, you just left the bathroom. You're stopping again. He said, I gotta go. And so he went to the bathroom, came back to get back on the turnpike, and traffic was backed up. And it said, a trash. I said, thank you, Jesus. I said, thank you for letting him go to the bathroom. I ain't fussing. I said, that could have been us. That could have been us.
Right.
And it was,
that's right.
It was the same tractor trailer, and he hit another tractor trailer and then hit the people that hit the side of the road. Then when Maryland, they direct us another way. I said, the devil's busy today. And so they did two of them. And I looked and I saw that he had a body bag, so someone didn't make it out of that accident. So I would say, thank you, Jesus, all the way.
Amen. Amen.
And then the drivers, the truckers, they got on my nerves. They had to sleep on the floor the first night. I wasn't too happy about that. But then the next day, they come to bring the stuff. So I told my friend, I said, everything I got up there circled, that means goes into the storage. Make sure it goes into storage. So I was inside doing what I was supposed to do, putting stuff away. Gloria, you got to come outside. I don't know what to do. I said, God, you got to read, see the circles at me, put it in storage. I go out there, I'm upset. And I don't like to be upset because I your mind be flying, you don't be focused. And I saw my humidifier. I said, I got to pick my humidifier up. So the guy gave it to me. So I getting off the truck to the side. Didn't see the cable cord that pulls up the ramp.
Oh, no.
I turned and walked, and my foot caught the cable cord. And I heard something say, I said, oh, God, I broke my foot. And it started swelling up, turned black and blue right away. And I was like, oh, my God, I was in tears. I said, I need to go to the doctor. And my granddaughter took me to the doctor. The doctor said, oh, I don't see no broken bones. She's a young doctor. That's why I like the older doctors. And so the next day, the radiologist called me and said, you got to come back. You got three broken bones. I said, broken bones? She told me she didn't see nothing. And so I said, what kind of doctor is that? He said, I don't know, but I think they either fire her or they recommend her. But I had to get a soft cast. So I got three toes broken.
Oh, no.
So I can't drive. I'm popping around. But I thank God, you know, because it could have been worse because the guy that was standing up in the truck, he caught me because I could have tore up my face. He caught me. I'm all black and blue with arms and stuff, and he was holding me real hard. But I thank God for him. So, amen. But the devil was so working. I said, when you're moving, that's when everybody want to get divorced and everything else, so everybody get on each other's nerves.
Lord,
that's when everybody get on each other's nerves when you're moving. And I was talking to one of my friends, and they just moved from here to Connecticut. She said, Gloria, Paul and I have been married for 40-some years, and Paul said, I'm ready for a divorce when they've been moving.
Wow.
Well, when Cliff and I moved out here to Chicago, we didn't get on each other's nerves. We were fine.
Yeah, you weren't moving now. You're moving. You're
stuck. They moved it, but we had to put it away and everything like that. But God was with us, you know. We were good. We kept praying.
I helped pack the truck. I helped took off the truck. So, you know, you didn't do all that.
You just gotta keep praying as you do things all day long. Keep praying.
Yes, you do.
Right. Don't let the devil sneak in on you.
I show with a Jericho room.
Sister Glory, we continue to pray for your recovery and that God kept you as well as he did, and there was no other broken bones.
Amen.
So we thank God for what he have done in your life and thank him for the move. Yes. And while I'm yet here, I ask for your prayers for the teachers and the students in school and everyone that's connected with the school system, that you keep them in prayer, especially with the COVID going on and so many students are trying to catch up and face so many obstacles, you know, throughout their lives at this point in time. So we ask you to please keep them in prayer and that God just bless them with knowledge, wisdom, salvation, most of all, and understanding. So please keep them and the teachers and everyone that's working in that system in prayer.
Yes.
Greatly, greatly needed.
Mm-hmm. Are they mandating vaccinations in the schools?
No, not right now.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Everybody else is doing that.
But I'll keep that in prayer as well. Because, you know, it's still a country that's divided in that area. So we just pray that God, you know,
number 45
manifests himself and what everyone should do, that we may be on one accord.
Yeah, number 45 is doing that. You're bringing all the gang members out. That's killing people. Now, ever since Trump was in office, he brought evil in a lot of people.
Oh. Well, the Bible just fulfilling itself.
Yeah, that's so true.
So true.
But keep on doing good.
That's the truth. That's
the I'm going to try.
Good. Keep going.
I'm good now. I can walk on my foot. I haven't taken no pain medicine today. I took one yesterday. So I'm doing good. So I even cooked dinner.
Oh, good.
You know, in times like this, y'all, we have to continue to keep our hearts, souls, and minds stayed on the Lord.
Amen.
Because he is the true and living God.
Amen.
He said, these things will come, but he said, don't get dismayed. Don't get dismayed. Keep our hope, our faith in Jesus Christ, because he's still doing what he did from the beginning up until he can take us back with him.
Amen.
Just stay focused on the Lord no matter what. No matter what we see, no matter what we hear, we just keep calling on Jesus.
Amen.
We know that he said he would never leave us nor forsake us.
That's right.
Amen. So we got our help. Our help is here.
That's right.
Bless the Lord. Our help is here.
Yes, it is.
Like the pastor
and said, I'll say this. One of the things that we need to keep in mind, and I shared this with our Sunday school, one thing that God showed me is that we only have two options. There's only one thing that we can control. One thing. Just one thing that we can't even control the tongue. By our tongue, we can't control the tongue.
Amen.
Is how you respond. That is the one thing you can control. You're either going to respond like Christ or you're going to respond like the world.
Amen.
Those are the only two options you got.
That's right.
And that's what God's going to hold us accountable for.
That's right.
And that's what we need to understand is when we come into these situations, how do we respond? God ain't going to ask you what does somebody else do.
That's right.
That's on them.
Yes.
But we have that option of how do we respond to these situations?
Yes.
Are we going to respond like the world or are we going to respond like Christ? Those are the only two options we got.
Amen.
And that's one thing I always keep in my mind.
Amen.
Is God's going to hold me accountable for how I respond. Not how anybody else do anything.
That's right.
Amen.
So just keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
How you respond That's what God's going to hold you accountable for.
That's right.
So he already said you couldn't control the tongue. That's in the word. So you can't control that. But you can control how you respond.
That's right.
So keep that in mind.
Amen.
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 Got to stay focused. Life is a journey, not a destination.
Tell all right.
Amen. Amen.
Got to stay focused.
Amen.
Amen.
The way to do it. I stay focused. Ooh.
Tell it.
You know, you journey through life and you learn.
Amen.
You know, you just got to stay focused.
Amen.
You know, you on the right road, like the pastor said. On Jericho, you lose.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Oh, we thank you. We thank you for your message on this morning, God.
Yes,
Jericho Road. We thank you for your word. We pray that your word be applied to our hearts and that we be doers of your word, God. Yes. That you may be glorified in everything that you allow us to do.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. And we bind the enemy who will come and try to hinder us from doing what is right.
Yes,
and we use the Holy Spirit to have his way in our lives this day and forevermore.
Yes,
may the grace of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Ghost rest, rule, and abide with us, hence now and forevermore. In Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.